Dave McTaggart. He is the Senior Advisor for Agriculture Initiatives with Strathcona County, and he joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Dave, thank you very much for joining us. Strathcona County is putting on a webinar, Planning for Drought-Resilient Livestock Water. How key is that, just as general comments, especially with the winter that we've had?
Yeah, for sure. No, it's a great question. You know, I know where I'm speaking to you from the Sherwood Park area, just east of Edmonton, and we've by no means had that same massive amount of snow that you folks have had up in the Peace River region. And that'll definitely, we hope that'll contribute to a good runoff this spring to fill dugouts and sloughs. But no matter where you are in Alberta, drought is never far away, depending on what your summer conditions end up as. And so it always helps to plan ahead, to be preparing your water sources to capture as much snow as you can in the wintertime. But also once you get into that growing season, to have kind of a checklist on how you might act on the farm depending how conditions change, and to help cut down on some of that in-the-moment stress you might run into.
Was that the basis of the idea of bringing forward this webinar with speakers involved?
Yeah, where the idea came from, I was speaking with one of our residents in Strathcona County, a local beef producer, and he was speaking to their experience in 2025 with a lot of their dugouts and sloughs drying up that they use as water sources for their cattle when they're grazing, and how it was really quite a problem that they had to be solving. And with as we look to next year, we're coming in with a water deficit in our area in particular. And so that spurred the idea for me to be able to organize this as a platform, both to bring in a technical expert to be able to talk about dugouts and their management, but also a rancher to speak to that practical experience on the farm on how they've adapted their water systems over time.
Who is speaking at the webinar?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll be the MC for the night there to help guide the conversation. This is a part of our larger extension programming at Strathcona County. And normally we host this through events and in-person workshops, but this is one of our webinars that we host. And so with our speakers, we'll start off with Sean Elgert. He is an agriculture water engineer with Alberta Agriculture and Irrigation based out of Barrhead, and he's going to be talking about dugouts, and if you're building them, how do you design them? But once they're built, how do you manage them and maintain them in order to help build that drought resilience? And then our second speaker is going to be Sean McGrath, and he's a rancher from near Vermilion, and is an experienced speaker in rangeland management, and he'll be talking to their the history of how they manage water on their ranch over time, going back into the 1990s all the way till today.
How important is it to keep the water supply now, especially A, with the drought that we've had, and then B, we have Mother Nature dump 3 or 4 feet of, winter on us?
Yeah, for sure. No, it's, and when you find yourself in the middle of winter, there are some steps you can take right now to capture as much water as you can. And that helps to channel, no matter how that runoff happens, we can't control that, but we can set ourselves up for success of trying to help accumulate as much snow as we can around those dugouts. So if you don't have anything in place, say like shelter belts or trees nearby that are helping to catch that snow, person can set up snow fence there to get those larger drifts around your dugouts, or Wyoming snow fence is another option that's kind of becoming a little bit more popular there. And that just helps to set you up for success, that the water that's accumulating around your dugouts and water sources in that snow, that it has the best chance for success to run off into there come the spring.
With each of the conditions that have persisted over the last number of years, we've gone into drought, and then all of a sudden we've got all this snow on the ground. In your estimation here, Dave, how far ahead of the game do farmers need to stay, especially when it comes to their water supply for their cattle or their herd?
Yeah, and that's a great question there. You know, it always is beneficial to be making a plan before those tough conditions show up, whether that be a drought, hail, changes in the market conditions. And it helps to take some of that stress off. So that's if in the slower times of the year, you know, when that's possible on the farm, it's a great idea to get together your team, whether that's your family members or your employees, and go through what are some of the steps that you might take if drought conditions persist and get worse. And that can be including what are your water sources right now? How might you move your cattle to access those? Do you need to bring in additional water, for example? And then also of how you might change up how you manage your herd. Are you going to wean early? Are you going to need to purchase additional feed? And those can be some of those things to be able to think about with a drought plan. So it's always helpful to start ahead of time. And even if it's a couple meetings, just checking in with your team on the farm before you get into the growing season, you know, an hour here and there that's intentionally set aside for that drought planning and how you're going to manage your livestock water. It can never hurt to have those conversations.
The webinar is scheduled for February the 11th. That's a Wednesday evening. I know there are a couple of speakers on the agenda, but just out of curiosity here, Dave, how much will this webinar actually be a chance to network as well between farmers and say, hey, let's swap ideas?
Yeah, for sure. So it's definitely something we're hoping to make time for in the webinar there. You know, starting those conversations with our speakers, but then having questions or some time for questions and answers there. And also just for people to have conversations there back and forth. If any of your listeners have ever, for example, tuned in to Wednesday night networking with the Gateway Research Organization based out of Westlock, that's another regular webinar series that takes place through the winter. I really always appreciate that conversation, that conversational space that they have. And that's, I think if we can set that up with how we have our event scheduled, that would be great.
The Planning for Drought Resilient Livestock Water webinar is happening on Wednesday evening from 6 until 8, February the 11th, online. You can sign up through Strathcona County's website. Dave, I ask, how much are you looking forward to this webinar, since you're the MC?
Yeah, no, it's I'm really excited about that. You know, my background is in livestock and grazing, and so if I can help build those opportunities for other people to access resources to build that resilience in their farms and ranches, and also too, like you mentioned there, of getting the chance to hear other people's ideas from their farms and ranches. So no, I'm really excited about that, and we really encourage anybody if they're interested to please register. And looking forward to talking with people on February 11th there.
Dave McTaggart, he is the Senior Advisor of Agriculture Initiatives for Strathcona County. Dave, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.